views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Stando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Keith, just before we go on air, you can't tell me something funny before we go on air. That's a distraction, my bro. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Stando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. We got Pastor Keith in as our co-host, a.k.a. he's really our host. He's going to host the show today. Looking forward to that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and we will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Today is October the 10th, 2018. It's already the 10th month this year. Really did move by, didn't it? They all seem to. Once you get over 25, 23, they all seem to just, they're like 3 and 4 months interval. Now, as you get, you know, my age, is every year is a month interval. It just flies by. So it is October the 10th, 2018. And today's show is the strategic importance is code for allies no more. That's today's show. Looking forward to that. But we're also going to take a look at the Hurricane Michael doing some real strange things there, Pastor Keith. And it's really significant what's happening and the impact of that. Could be quite telling for everyone. So we will take a look at that. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is a organic grassroots media network that has been put together for you, the everyday listener, so that you can have a place where you can express yourself, get information that you would otherwise not be receiving from mainstream media. So in order for that to continue, we need your overall support, because without your support, this network goes dark, and we don't want that to happen. So you can support the network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork, which is the website for this network. Look on the page, scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll see where you can make a financial donation. Please make that financial donation to the network so the network can stay on air, especially if you are one that uses this platform and you find it beneficial. Then show their appreciation by you giving something to ensure that it will be on tomorrow. By having the overall means to do that, the economic means to do that. So very, very important. You could also support the network by going to, oh, but before I say that, but all donations are greatly appreciated, all small and large, regardless of the side. It's needed, appreciated. It helps maintain and keep this network on air. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member in its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform was put together so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. So please definitely, definitely do that. For only $24 a year, you have your membership. You don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone. You know, everyone gets all of those calls from marketing and everything else because someone sold your identity. And, you know, it's here at BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, there will be no compromising of selling the overall members or the listeners' identity to anyone. So the other platforms have done that, are doing it, and the thing is, the only way that that stops is if you're not a part of that. Come on over to BTR Community and be a part of this network and be a part of its social media activity for only $24 a year, one-time annual fee, $24 a year. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you need to go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can acquire all of your precious metals needs, and you can save in real money. Saving in cash is not a form of money. Cash is not a form of money, never has been. But see, by us saying that, it actually invokes part of our overall debt enslavement that we have very hard times breaking. So come on over to Prosperity Mint, because the wage of a king and a queen is silver, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is gold, the wage of a slave is debt. But just because we may be paid as a economic slave by way of debt, you don't have to save that way. You can save in a monetary form that is real money that will protect you and your family and has protected individuals and has sustained life for millions of years. This will be no different when you have control over it. It will do that for you as well. Very, very, very important that we do that. Okay, so we want to get into today's show, and we're going to jump into what's in the news. Before we get going, Keith, did you have anything, any major announcements? Keith says, no, I'm ready to go. So, and we're finna do just that. All right, so here we go. First article that I posted from in today's for today's show, which is Strategic Importance is Code for Allies No More. First article I posted comes from Sputnik News, and it says, and it's a part of my overall, I just had a refresh it, and it is, I think I got too many windows open. That would probably be the case. So I'm going to have to close some windows. Definitely will I have to do that. 1 second, everyone. Ooh, all right, so give me a second. I'm so sorry. I should have had this done. Was running a little late. I had to do some obligations, some things I had to take care of so we could do the show. And so there's always something to do and not enough time. But we're going to, okay, so hopefully I'm having trouble with this. All right, so we're going to continue here. Let me just, hopefully it's starting to catch up. Had to close some windows, had way too many open. And because we want to make sure that we get into today's show for sure. All right, so okay. All right, so sorry about that, everyone. So the first article I posted was from Sputnik News, and of course it is China U.S. dollar bond, and it is China. Sorry about that, it messed up. It just came up. Okay, here it is. The article comes from Sputnik News, and it says China sale of U.S. dollar bond will annul American manufacturers, a professor says. So we're going to take a look at that. Very, very important. So that is one of the articles that we're going to try to take a look at today in today's show. Next article, I posted this one before, but it's very, very important because it goes right along. This goes with, from Strategic to Culture. It says, how American wars have created piles of debt and little strategic benefit. Very, very true. Next article, Raj posted this on inside of BTR Community on his page, and this was from Live Science. Hurricane Michael strengthening to unprecedented Category 4 storm overnight. So check out that one. And then also Raz posted an article from the Free Thought Project. Study finds magic, studies finds magic mushrooms help honeybees fight off dangerous viruses that been killing them all. So check out that one. Pretty cool one. Raz posted that one. Next article I got from Bloomberg. And the article is pretty significant. The Big Hack: How China Uses a Tiny Chip to Infiltrate U.S. Companies. Check out that article as well. Significant. Next article I got from CBS Criminal Broadcast Station News. And it says Hurricane Michael becomes a Category 4 storm, threatens Florida Panhandle. It actually says Category 3, and it has the live update. So we're going to do a little of that as well. Then I also posted this one is the Twitter feed for the National Weather Service, and just giving some of its up-to-date messages on Hurricane Michael, which everyone in that affected area should be aware of. And affected area is not just the overall path of the storm. It's much more than that. It's much, much broader than that. With Hurricane Florence, Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Harvey, all of these hurricanes are going to have a real, real impact. And I wouldn't be surprised as a part of the, I'm going to go ahead and say it, a part of the overall war campaign to destabilize the whole economy here as well. Very, 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 very possible. Could do it. If you have weather modification that you weaponize, would you use it? Of course you would. It definitely could be some of the things as was going on. But I do think that the overall, I'm going to tell you, well, we'll get to this a little bit later in the show. We'll talk about this as well. Next article got from Bloomberg, and it is investors yank cash out of stock, real estate, and muni ETFs. With the U.S. Treasury yields at multiple highs, investors are pulling record amounts of cash out of the large cap stocks. And I'm so glad that they said the word cash instead of saying money. So glad that they did that, because it's true, because cash is not money. And out of municipal bonds, the huge drawdown are a part of what some strategists are calling the big market rotation, as growing stocks and smaller companies, winners are earlier than this year, get pummeled. Listen, this is so the winners from earlier this year are getting smashed. This is all the whole manipulation process. I definitely could see some major, major economic market, probably really a market move in the opposite direction, a very significant one, which is not a form of the economy, but the economy itself will implode, in my overall opinion as well. So check that out. Next article got from Wall Street Journal. Sears hires advisors to prepare for bankruptcy filing. Check out that. Sears Holdings has hired MII partners to prepare a bankruptcy filing that could come as soon as this week, according to people familiar with the situation. The cash-strapped company faces a debt payment deadline. So this is how the U.S. will go into default, too. They won't be able to make the overall debt payment deadlines. Next article, I think Keith will actually appreciate this one for his the senator that he absolutely is one of his favorite senators, and this comes from Real Clear Politics. Lindsey Graham, third term for Trump is looking better and better. This is what Lindsey Graham said. Celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, one of Keith's favorite senators. Lindsey Graham. Third term for Trump is looking better and better. During an interview with Lying Like a Fox News on Sunday, where he answered for his 180-degree flip towards supporting celebrity figurehead Trump, celebrity figurehead Senator Lindsey Graham said he was going to play golf with the president this afternoon. And I'm going to give him, and I'm not going to give him any strokes. But what he said is that it looks better and better for a third term for celebrity figurehead Trump. You know what that means? A third term, they're basically telling you that they plan on their country being in a war, a declared war.
That's not what it means to me, Dave.
Keith said that's not what it means. I want it. Would love to. Yeah. Let me see real quickly. I could tell just from the. Yeah, Keith.
That's not what it means to me, Dave. I tell you why that's not what it means to me. I agree with Lindsay. I believe that he has a very good chance, and not because of a war in which, you know, there's a thought that we can't shift leadership in the time of the war.
Right.
I wouldn't even put it on there. I believe by that time, as a matter of fact, I believe as soon as November, we're going to see that we're no longer a democracy.
Mm.
I believe that November is going to show that. And this is me. Of course, I have no crystal ball. So let's change it a little bit. Let's say, like, I won't be surprised if the Republicans win. Now, understand this. The big thing now in the news right now is the fact that even with Kavanaugh being put in position, the majority of the nation was against that. Right? The majority of the nation was Kavanaugh being put in, but it was critical that Kavanaugh put in there because it made the courts to the far right. They were able to do that regardless of what the majority said. I think that November is going to show, and again, I have no crystal ball, let's say again, I won't be surprised if the Republicans win. So then what you're going to have to ask yourself is, how are the Republicans winning? How are they picking up seats when we all know they're 30% of the population? And if they're 30% of the population, well, I'll give you even 40. And if they're 40% of the population, how are they winning if what we live is in a democracy? So I agree with Lindsay. I think that his chances are getting better and better and better. But his chances are getting better and better and better because they're taking more and more of the power, not more and more of the democratic process.
Yeah, Keith, well said, and I definitely could see that as well. That definitely could play into that. And so, man, great, and I think we'll talk about that as well on today's show if we're going to have it. I don't know, Brother Davis is here, but let me interrupt what's in the news really quickly. Brother Davis, are you in queue? If you can unmute yourself. I'm not quite sure. Brother Davis may have prepared a show for today, and if he did, I would definitely concede that over to him. But I'm not quite sure if so. But Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Tando Radio Show. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, brother.
Yes, always good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear your voice. I've been listening and looking, and I'm going to tell you something. We're going through a climate transition that's never happened before. So that's strange to me. I listened to the comments that you guys were making about the third term, and that's not strange to me either. But one of the reasons why is because we have learned to be programmed to think on a level that does not allow us to be objective. We're actually doing exactly what we're programmed to do. And until people wake up and understand that they've been living like this for a while, they will never change. I mean, think about it for a minute. We live in every state of deception, personal, social, and on a government level. And we've accepted the deception as a part of our way of life. And here's the biggest deception. Right now, when we go to vote, you don't get anything to verify who you vote for. You don't have nothing to prove, right or wrong, left or right, up or down. You know why? Because that's how they can control the narrative, by just saying, this is how the vote fell out. Once again, we have taken our objective mind to make them show us the numbers so that they can prove. See, because that's a level of measurement. But they don't even have to do that, because we've come with them from a position of subjective. We make ourselves subject to whatever they say. So those of you who think you're voting Democrat or Republican, you're not. You're voting the way they tell you you vote. You know why? Because they control the machines. But they want you to trust the system, because if you don't trust the system, that means that you have an objective as to why not. And you would want them to prove that. And they're not proving nothing to you. They're just telling you what to do. Perfect example, the Kavanaugh vote. They knew how they were going to vote before they even delayed it another week. See, most of the people in America don't realize that the people who run America don't even live in America. These politicians, they don't get the paycheck from we the people no more. And if you don't wake up, the cost is going to be a lot greater than you can expect. I'm going to tell you, we've been telling people for the longest time, at least get some silver. Prepare yourself. Your people are not listening. I'm seeing this firsthand. They know, they'll say, oh, well, we know, we thought we had time. You know why? Because once again, you're thinking from a subjective mind. If you have an objective and you follow that objective, you will get things done. You know why? Because you will have leverage, a measurement that you could sit back and look at along the way and say, okay, this is what I planned on doing, and this is what I got done. This is what I planned on doing, and this is what I got done. But you know what we're doing? We're sitting back saying, yeah, well, that's true, and you're right, but I'll do it later. And you know that. It programs that way. So until we take a personal, and you've heard me say this here many times, take our personal truth serious on every level of life we live on. Don't take my word for it. Examine your own. Examine your own physical life. Examine your own spiritual life. Examine your own financial life. You will see that you live on a subjective level where you constantly come up with, oh, well, there's nothing I could do, and that's acceptable to you. They know that. Until you take your truth seriously and work from an objective point of view, meaning making yourself the priority, you will always be here. And I'm going to tell you something. This Michael, come on. This Michael, these hurricanes have been hitting. You guys have no idea of the devastation of one. Now these things are coming pop, 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 pop. It's more than climate change here. There's something going on that these people who don't live here control. And the reason why they're doing it is because they want to get you to a subservient grade so that you will accept any help they offer you. And believe me, that help will not be to your advantage. Look, brother, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity, and I will, listen, without a doubt, I'll be back next month. I was going to come back sometime this month, but I don't even know, with Michael coming in, and that's really directed towards our farm, I don't know how the effect is going to be. I do see what is going on with the last storm, and they still are in recovery. They're not recovered. Let me make that very clear. They're still in recovery. So when this storm hits, whatever they have recovered to this point, they're subject to lose. Why? Because in reality, they're looking for someone else to do for them what they should have been preparing to do themselves. A lot of them don't even have, I'm talking about little stuff, toilet paper. Don't even go with the level of insurance and the cost that that's going to be. That's the first thing you're going to hear the government talk about. Well, the cost of insurance companies and what we got to do, if they got to do something over here, they're going to take it away from something over there. You lose. It's a lose-lose for a so-called we the people, either or. So if we don't wake up and realize that we all in the same boat, we're going to be victimized by our ignorance and our arrogance to believe that after all of this deception that history has taught us, that we live through on a daily basis, this government is still looking out for our best interests. Look, brother, I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. I know there's a little ranting going on in there, but I just at this stage, when I see what's going on and what people are going through and what they're not prepared for, it just makes you realize that this isn't by chance. This is by design. I just wanted to throw that out there. Appreciate you, Dave.
Well, yeah, hold on, Brother Davis, real quick. Appreciate you. You know, there was a question I wanted to ask you.
from. Yeah, 1 second, Brother Davis, if you could unmute. Yeah, that was good. If you could come back on, Brother Davis.
Hey, I muted him because we're getting feedback. Whenever one of us talk, it's coming back to us on his line. So when we're speaking, we need to mute him.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better. Scotty, I thought I had some feedback too. Now, you're perfectly clear, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you said something the last time that we spoke, and it was in regards to Hurricane Florence, and we lost you on the line, and I just wanted you to reiterate this because I thought it was really important. The last time that we spoke, we were speaking about, you and I spoke directly and privately, and there was something that you said. You said, Dave, I didn't realize how prepared you and Sister Davis was, and that was kind of surprising. And I thought that was so powerful, Brother Davis, and because of the significance of it. Because, you know, a lot of times when people prepare, they're looking for a date or an event to happen. They don't really do it from a standpoint of being a prodigious saver, which you are, and having things in order just in case things will go awry. Because one thing that we do know, we may not know when things are going to go bad, but you can guarantee that they are. And
absolutely,
the system has actually taught us not to be prepared for anything and just, you know, just haphazardly go through life in different ways, with not having a priority, but without prioritizing our sovereignty. Because that's what really preparing really does, is that you're invoking the sovereignty from the strength that you have, from the determination of you will, executing your will, saying that I will at least do this and this because of this overall adverse condition could affect me and my family or my loved ones or what I care about. So I'm going to do something. I'm going to be proactive and do something about it. And see, we don't have that type of mentality because, and I'm going to tell you something, that is a very wise mentality. That's a very wise thing to do. But we don't do that because we've been taught to do something completely different. And I just wanted you to, 1 second, Keith wants to chime in as well. I just wanted you to just give your experience, because you're actually experiencing something now. And one of the things that, you know, when you go through different crises, you learn different things about how they evolve. And Brother David said, Brother Dave, I didn't realize how prepared we were. And that was a very, very important and powerful, powerful statement. I wanted Brother Davis to elaborate on that, but Pastor Keith wanted to chime in real quick before you did that, Brother Davis. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Keith.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's so powerful about what David's saying is as I get into conversations all the time, and it doesn't make any difference if we're talking about preparing for this, preparing for the end times, or even in the discussions that I have, what happens is people always roll to the far extreme on whatever side that they want to take. And what I mean by that is it's either like, well, you can prepare, but the thing is, if God wants you to die, you're going to die. Or if he wants to save you, he's going to save you. Everything doesn't work on extreme. And Brother Davis is a prime example of that. Here it is. We have a catastrophic situation. The people that are still alive, they're all still alive, but Brother Davis is sitting so much better than everybody else because he was prepared. Whereas I hear so much all the time, well, you know, if it's our time. Look, things don't always happen on an extreme. And the difference between Brother Davis that has survived and his situation and position is so much greater than the others that have also survived that never prepared. And I get so frustrated hearing about something like, well, it's your time. Well, it might not be your time. But there's a huge difference between people going through somebody one person's got two cases of water and the other person has no water at all. Makes all the difference in the world.
Good point. Good point.
Very, also, very, very me, true.
Let me point out to you this also. I've always said that you're going to have to guard your heart. Believe me, when you live it, it's an entirely different scenario. What we're going through as a people, not just as me and my family, I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a part of RDP and do some of the footwork that was necessary, thinking, okay, well, push come to a shove, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about that. I didn't realize that this was going to happen the way it happened and how resourceful it allowed us to be, because we were putting ourselves in the company of people who were preparing themselves also. That is one of the reasons why I really focused on self in most of all my shows. And the reason being is because that is your primary tool. If you can't operate in self, how can you operate in, how can you even hammer a nail? Because literally, you're going to have the balance of thought to stay focused on what you're trying to do. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen people fall apart. I mean, literally, grown folks fall apart who thought they were prepared. And even if they were prepared with the material thing, they were not prepared mentally for what they were had to do in the circumstances they were seeing. It's so important that we understand that you can never begin to imagine what you see is beyond your ability to comprehend until you see. Then you have to either rise or be victimized by it. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of victims out here. And there's going to be more, because I'm going to tell you, Michael, if he doesn't do nothing but drop a lot of rain, everything goes back. That's been done for the last 2 weeks. Go back to square one. I just wanted to give you all a little insight on that. I'll definitely make plans to be back there starting in November. And the reason being is because I got a lot of material. I'm talking about a lot of material. We're talking about food. We're talking about eating, how to prepare meals raw. We're talking about having an intermediate, what does that mean? An intermediate exercise program where you can do repetitions on the scale in which your physical body can attain to, and then be able to multiply those repetitions over time so that you can see your own physical development. Then we're doing this here also on a mental level, because in reality, some of the things I've seen, I took the initiative to turn my wife's head away, turn children's head away, because in reality, they didn't need to see that. Although it's a part of what's going on in their lives, that there's something you can avoid them. Because see, when your mind sees something, that picture, although you may try to forget it, it may leave your mind for a period of time, but that picture returns, because that's how thoughts are. You ever get a thought out of nowhere that you didn't really realize where it came from? That's what a picture does once you see something, because it is one of the venues to your soul. And believe me, there is a lot going on and happening now and what's about to happen. Because I'm going to tell you, from now to the end of the year, watch the stock market. You watch the medical, you heard about the doctor. You was talking about the doctor who died. I don't know if you heard about the doctor from the CDC that drowned in an inch of water laying on his back.
Yeah, yeah.
See, these things are all trying to give you an insight into what these people are trying to do. And remember what I told you, they don't live in America. Believe me, if it ain't about profit, they wouldn't even be here. So what's about to come is about to come. You can prepare for it as best you can, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you're just going to have to close your eyes and turn your head. You can't help everybody. I'm going to tell you something. Believe me, you can't help everybody. And you can't give all of your resources away. Believe me.
No.
You're going to see people who need them, but you cannot do that. That's why I told you from the very beginning, this is definitely going to be more than you can anticipate if you don't prepare for it mentally and physically, as well as spiritually. Because I'm going to tell you something, that is really what you're going to rely on. There's going to be no systems and times to be there for you. I've seen it. Literally. people sitting out of the houses that you know they can't afford whatever it is they need, but you just looking by the way they live. This is America. But this is the truth. And we got to accept it whether we like it or not. And a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, it's not me. It's not you yet. Throw that yet in there, because I'm going to tell you something. These people right now who are trying to do what they're doing here in America, they're not looking at the individuals. They expect collateral damage. Even the food, I mean, it's they're after us. Believe me, make no mistake, they are after us. And on every front, we are at war. Listen, I got a call coming in from one of the local fire departments. I'll give you guys a shout a little later. Peace. I appreciate the time.
Much love. Much respect, Brother Davis. Well, well said. And I just hope that we take, you know, one thing I will say about what happened was, and I want to get to another part, but Brother Davis and I had, and I want to thank Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and the network, and all of you that have been, you know, around us since Brother Davis hit RDP. And I was never on Facebook before, but there was a need for me to actually go on social media to start a platform with Brother Davis known as RDP, and it was known as Real Deal Preppers, meaning that we were going to be preparing, and it was just, we were really just concerned about what we could affect, what we could do. And so from that overall platform, it expanded into much more, into, you know, to Tando and everything else. And I just want to thank Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and all of you that were in RDP, still in RDP, because the reason why we did RDP was because we didn't expect that everyone would want to engage in that or see the necessity in it. But that's not why you do it. You do it because you're doing the best that you possibly can. You're doing the best that you possibly can in light of circumstances that may help people. Some people will accept it. Some people won't accept it. That's not the reason why you would do something like that and why we did what we did. And we put so much information into RDP. I mean, we had just a plethora of information, and people could really get prepared individually from that overall platform. And I know that that has positively affected many individual lives when things went wrong, when it was the yo-yo effect, when you were on your own. And it benefited me in preparing, and it benefited Brother Davis in preparing, and it benefited, I know, individuals that have never even called, but they sent me emails, they sent me texts. I would have never known any of you unless we took that journey to do something more than just for ourselves, because could have established a preparedness program just for my family, which I did do. But then I realized that it was much bigger than just my family. It was our family. And one of the things about our family is that you're going to interdict with different personalities, different points of view, different life experiences. But see, the most important thing is fundamentally the purpose of that whole platform was benevolent. And because of that, I know of very significant individuals that were in life-threatening situations that they can talk about. Their preparedness is what got them through. And that makes it all the worthwhile. So, and I know you all have your own different testimonies. Some of you may have had a testimony that I've been preparing, and everything that I've used to prepare, I never used it. Thank goodness. But it's still something that is still usable. I remember Jenna just popped in into the... I remember when Jenna first got into RDP, and Jenna contacted me and said, man, this is a library worth of information. And look what it did with Jenna. Jenna is now, him and Roz have their own radio show. And what it did was that it just cross-pollinated and it sprung, and it gave the momentum for them to do some of the things that they're doing. I met Roz through this radio show. And then there was so much that Roz brought to this platform and started and doing. See, this is how you sustain life. You sustain life off of money. And money is the overall individual talents of Brother Davis, this platform, Scotty, Pastor Keith, and everyone else. See, those intrinsic value that you have, your talents and ability, that's money. And these brothers and sisters are feeding an investment of prosperity forward. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. And I think it's very, very important that no matter what, you do the very best that you can. Doing things outside of your own beneficial gain, now that's an investment. Now you're living the spirit of the law. Because it's the letter of the law that condemns. It never, ever perpetuates a meaningful movement of sustainability. It kills. It always has killed. It always will kill. The examples of it, the history, the truth, the facts of it all are there. It's just a matter of are we going to align ourselves with those truths? Because the truth doesn't need us. And so I really do appreciate, and Brother Davis, it was powerful when Brother Davis said to me, David, we were more prepared than I ever thought we were. So Brother Davis realized that he didn't waste anything. He invested wisely. And that is very, very, very important. So listen, I want to get back to what's in the news, then want to jump from the chat room. My man Scotty had put some things in chat. Just wanted to definitely give comment on those things.
Hey Dave,
very,
you
very
got,
significant, very, very important.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, Dave, you ain't got to bring that up, man. You know, we just have a difference of agreement.
Okay.
You know, I was just referring to,
cool.
You know, people
okay, cool.
who don't vote.
Oh, I didn't know. I wasn't sure if you. Okay, cool. Yeah. And you know what, Scott, I don't think. I got you. So true. So, but we're gonna let me get back into what was in the news before Brother Dave. Then there was another YouTube video on the Today Show, on the USA Today. That's there. Very, 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 very important. And it's all around the hurricane. Hurricane. Which hurricane is this one now? It's Michael. Yeah, it's so many. So check out that. Next, then Roz posted from ancientoriginnews.net, the ancient volcano that exposed people's skull and evaporated their bodies is ready to blow again. So check out that article, real good one. Also, Roz posted from Fremont Post, the seven glimpses into societal decay that is vicariously eating away at the fibers of the fabrics of our country. So true. Next article from Anti-Media. And let me go back to that real quickly. And this is so true. And this is from Freedom Outpost that Roz posted. This is very, very, very true. If you look at the overall, you can look in sports now and see the decay of the MMA fighting is really a reflection of how close you are to an empire collapsing. Because, see, the system has a system, and they have a indoctrination program. It's a step-by-step. This is why systems are so important. No matter who you are, systems are relevant because systems allow you to get past obstacles. They actually allow you to go through obstacles that are adverse that strengthen you. Because you have a systematic approach to succeeding. So when you do that, when you have a systematic approach to succeeding, so that any time that any obstacle is in front of you, you come up with, okay, what system do I need to apply to defeat this overall obstacle. And it brings you confidence so that there is no obstacle that you can ever overcome. And this is one of the things that I think was very, very significant, that the malevolent subjugation and enslavement movement has mastered. They mastered the art of system. And it's really going to, for us to be able to have a profitable return on our investment, we're going to have systems that work. And I would say the system is already in place. It's actually the overall system that the malevolent individuals had copied or counterfeited was the ecosystem. They saw the strength of the ecosystem, and they just turned and tweaked it for their own system, for their agenda. And guess what? The system works. Because the ecosystem was the system that the great creator put in place for sustainability and prosperity, and to have a legacy of continuance and development. And the overall subjugation and enslavement system, they recognized how powerful and how true that was. But see, they didn't want anything to be, they didn't have it, it's the same objective. The system, the ecosystem, has an objective to have meaningful, benevolent prosperity and sustainability. They changed it to a malevolent one. And this article that Rise, and I didn't get to read it, but I think it's very, very important. It says, seven glimpses into the social decay. And it's so true. And I was, you know, if you look at right now, it won't be long before the octagon will be moved into people fighting animals in the octagon. There was, and I'm going to say this real quick, and there was a recent MMA fight between McGregor and Caliban. And one thing about that fight, and it's very significant, if you know anything about the guy that won, he's a Russian, a Chechen, I believe. And the only thing about the Chechens, they are a well-trained, well-organized fighting force out of Russia. And one of the things that I thought was so interesting about that overall fight was that the young man that won that fight, and I knew it was no way that this young man was going to lose, because I'm going to tell you why I knew that this young man, no way that this young man was going to lose. You could go on YouTube video, on a YouTube video, Keith, where this young man was 9 years old. And I guess it was his father that was there, had a chain and a leash and a lead on a bear, on a baby bear. Check this out. On a baby bear. And at 9 years old, this young man was wrestling a bear. And the bear is biting him. The bear is using wrestling techniques to get out of. And he's wrestling this bear, and he takes this bear down, and he's fighting this bear at 9 years old. And you want to go to war with Russia? You sure about that? You really sure you want to do that? But I'm saying that for this, is that the social decay is so significant and it's so real. And I would employ any of you in those, just look at that YouTube video of him fighting that, wrestling the bear at 9 years old. And one of the captions says, this is what happens when mom goes to work and dad is left home alone with the kids. It was phenomenal. But here's the thing. One of the things I see in these MMA fightings is this, is that it's progressively teaching us to be completely brutal, to moving towards cannibalism. It won't be too far before they'll have people fighting as the Roman Empire did, animals as sport. It's all a part of a system. Keith wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Dave, you oftentimes call me Pastor Keith. I'm sorry, but this conversation takes me a little to that side of things. And the thing is, Dave, you're exactly right. And here's the deal. Man left to his own devices always leads to his destruction. Why? Is because we have to understand that when we start talking about a word that we all know, iniquity, it means selfish. So man always wants what he wants foremost in everything else. The reason why I bring this up is it goes back to what you...
Scotty said we could barely hear you. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. There you go.
Shut
up. Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, so what I was saying, Dave, was why this is so important and how everything comes full circle is what we're talking about, what you talk about a family, what you talk about a society. Even the word says that you have to build yourself with like-minded people, because if you don't, you will always go the opposite direction. If it's even just you, look, the fact of the matter is, it's always easier not to than it is to do. The fact of the matter is, Dave, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. The fact of the matter is, I didn't want to go work out this morning. The fact of the matter is, I never wanted to go to work. But all these things take place is because I live in a society and there's people depending on me, people holding me accountable, people that lift me up when I'm down. All these things are necessary. They're necessary not only to get things done, but to hold each other up and to hold us accountable to stay where we are. When those things deteriorate, Dave, we will always go to our natural nature. And our natural nature is maybe a half a step above animal. So when you start taking... If you look at the beginning of the nation and the laws and stuff that we have to uphold society, a lot of people don't realize it, but all of these things came out of the word. So not only do you have to have a boundary set and the society to uphold those boundaries and the society around you personally to keep you accountable, everything's going to deteriorate. If you move away from him, can't nothing replace him but destruction, but decay, but self-annihilation. And that's what we're looking at. We lose sight of that sometimes, I think, in the society that we live, because we live in what is, I call an oxymoron. We live in what we call a me-oriented society. Do what you want. Do what's best for you. Well, if you do what's best for you, rarely is that best for people as a whole in society. And you can't have both.
Keith, that's so true. And it's this kind of goes along with today's program with the strategic importance. And my man Scotty, and it's so true, said that, you know, in prison the guards have the prisoners fight for their entertainment, because that's how you see. And what that really does is that maintains the overall, because this whole system is built on subjugation, enslavement, and imprisonment. That's the method to get to the objective, to where they always have control. And it's right here in front of us. And it's so true. And today's show was strategic importance. There's a strategic importance for us to be prepared. There's a strategic importance for us to be prodigious savers. It's a strategic importance for us to have allies.
Absolutely.
for us to work within our overall confines and to have an objective. But see, our objective may be one thing, but within that we have different personalities that have a different method to get to the same objective. And this is where we need to support each other no matter what. You know, I always say that big business has a way of making enemies friendly. That's because the objective is more important than the disdain. Much, 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 much more important. So, very important. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into today's show.
Dave,
I want to get into... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before,
yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before we go to break, let me just say, I posted a podcast from one of our abolitionist friends who's in prison. He frequently will... everybody knows that they have cell phones in prison and you can get certain stuff. So he uses his phone to do podcasts on slavery through the prisons and talk to us from behind the walls. And so I posted a podcast. I'm going to start collecting these podcasts, not just his, but other prisoners, and posting them on Black Talk Radio Network. But yesterday he interviewed this guy, who wasn't no longer in prison, but he still had that felony slave status. And if you listen to that podcast, man, I mean, them brothers was right on point. But they talked about, and I said this before too, we got slavery, which has never been abolished. I ain't talking about no metaphorical slavery. I'm not talking about
right.
this stuff about low wages or playing sports. No, I'm talking about where your freedom, where you ain't free to walk around on these streets, where your time, your energy is totally being controlled by somebody else, where you don't have a choice. Well, you have a choice, but, you know, those choices aren't good choices. So anyway,
right.
they were just talking about, you know, well, I had mentioned, we tolerate that, right? But yet we want to talk about what's coming. But well, what's happening right in front of us right now? Okay,
right.
Millions of people are being inhumanely treated, being treated like animals. And like them brothers said, one of them in prison, that when you treat us like animals, that's what you're going to get out when we come home, is you're going to get an animal. And they talked about, you know, just if you don't treat people humanely, then how do you expect them to get any better? How do you expect
exactly.
to correct their behavior, whatever incorrect behavior they may have been involved in, although most of the people that's in prison don't belong in prison because they ain't harmed nobody else. It's just the government said,
right.
I can't smoke weed, I can't sell weed, so I'm gonna put you in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I keep hearing people, when I hear people talk about what may come in the future, well, hell, you ain't even dealing with what we already got. And if you tolerate slavery, if you tolerate slavery being practiced against human beings right now, what you'll tolerate anything. And
yeah.
I just it bothers me to no end. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to rant.
Yeah, no, Scotty, because that's the man. Sorry, come on. And you know what? That's the whole thing, is that we are tolerating, as Scotty said, we are tolerating the apex of enslavement and subjugation, and we allow it, and we don't even realize that while we allow that to happen is because that we allow ourselves to be in prison.
Hey Dave,
there is
hey,
no
Dave.
Justice system that we have that is yeah go ahead Scott
yeah well, one more thing though, but see, like, you know, them brothers was talking about this young guy who went to prison for nonviolent drug crime, out there trying to make money, you know, best way he knew
right.
how. When he went to prison, man, he was subjected to so much inhumane treatment from guards and other prisons, just that whole environment, that they turned him into a killer. When he got out, he killed somebody. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I hear people saying, well, they shouldn't have did what they did to get in prison, or hey, you know, even making jokes about people being raped in prison.
Right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We are a sick society, very sick.
Yep. And you know what? Because they actually created a culture of violence within our lives. And see, what we do is, well, and I'm glad you said that, Scotty, because we'll come up with the overall, this is where we defend mass and we say, well, they shouldn't have did what they did. Well, how do you know they did it? And then not only that, the condition, see, the one individual that was selling the overall narcotics is because he was and she was already a prison to indebtedness that they didn't deserve, they didn't ask for. They were actually thrown into that overall situation of impoverishment. And poverty is prison. Poverty is a prison that where people are exploited. Poverty is manufactured, is not natural. And it's because it's not natural, then you're going to have people having to respond to an unnatural infiltrator. And it's all manipulatively put together because that overall child, that overall person, that adult, when they're thrown into poverty that's manufactured, it's a form of prison. So that they will actually perpetuate the overall breaking of the laws that are illegally and unmorally written. Because their overall objective is to see what they do is they make it seem and sound like it's one thing, but what it really is there's nothing more than an prison system that's pooling as much talent that it can hold and capture. And there's millions of people that are captured in that net. And you don't have to be in prison to be a prisoner. And we ostracize those individuals. And we don't, as Scotty said, we fail to do what? Have some form of natural humanity towards them. Some ecosystem benevolence move to them. It's an economic paradigm of enslavement that we justify and we uphold. And we become our own work. It's what you said, Keith, about Willie Lynch yesterday. You don't even have to do it anymore. They'll do it all for you. And we're doing, and it's right here. Let me tell you, from Fukushima to prison, is all a part of the program to subjugate and enslave and to keep you from being sovereign and self-determined. See, when you have resources, you're sovereign and self-determined. Guess what happens? Have you all ever seen, I know you've seen, but we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I want you to take notice into children. And you can see the different energy of a child, an adult that's been indoctrinated. You're listening to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We will definitely talk to you. The strategic importance, we're going to jump into that. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Today's show is about strategic importance, and there is a lot of strategic importance. And we were going to go, but I'm going to go in this direction. The strategic importance, just like with India saying that there was a strategic importance for them to have a relationship with Russia. So But that was the backdrop. But we're going to try to touch on that, but we're going to also talk about just some preparedness thing. But here's what I wanted to say about when you look at this system, I want you to look at it from the standpoint of children at their innocence, and then once their innocence is actually conquered, destroyed, and nullified. Here's what I would say. How many of you have ever watched children from the age of innocence until they become convicted into this overall paradigm of subjugation and enslavement, and they're always found guilty, and they are always without found guilty and then taken into custody? Children at their age of innocence, they don't even know that they're nude, and they don't look at any other person as seeing them as being nude, and they don't interact with any other person from a paradigm of other than what the ecosystem does is have collective prudence and sustainability. Children in their innocence will always introduce themselves to each other from a position of benevolence and love. They don't want to control that other individual. They don't want to enslave that other individual. They don't want to harm that other individual. What do? They make eye contact, they go to them, and they bring their whole positive energy towards them, and they want to share. And they want to engage. They want to commune. They want to grow. They want to enjoy the moment and live in the moment. But as soon as they lose that innocence, they are taught from the negative energy that's always surrounding them, and it becomes overburdening. It becomes an overburden to them, and then they just do what? They start to conform. They start to conform by force and by surrendering. And so young people, you'll start to see the change in them. They'll still have that good side, but they won't be as open. They will look and actually discern the energies differently than what they had to in their age of innocence. And what they're really doing is that they're losing their prosperity. And when you lose your prosperity, this is what happens when you lose your prosperity. You're willing to go capture your prosperity by any means, and not only that, you're willing to go take someone else's to get it. This is why when you have resources, when you have everything that's provided for you that you need, you have a different relationship with the trees, with the environment, with people and yourself. Because when you have everything that you need, then you feel no need to take from someone else what they have. You know why you won't do it? Because I already have that. That overall need has been supplied. When all of your needs are supplied, you have a different energy. But when you're, yeah, I'm going to go to Keith and say, but when your overall needs have been rationed, have been restricted, have been taken away from you, have been used as a tool against you. See, when you have your needs, then there's no hunger pain. There's no pain. And the system knows that they invoke as much pain on people that they will be vulnerable to follow the directives in the overall agenda of the one that's bringing the pain, so that they will stop the painful engagement. And they think that there's going to be some recourse, and they think that there's going to be some exodus from that by just obeying. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So this system actually starts the overall incarceration of mankind at the losing of the age of innocence. This is why they call it the age of innocence, because you've not been found guilty of a crime that you didn't commit. And it's very, very important that we look at this whole system. There's nothing that this system has ever produced. Its objective has always been to maintain that overall complete subjugation and enslavement of all of the living, our living species. And not only ours, it goes further. But Keith wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay, Dave, I agree with what you said in the later part. I have a different perspective prior to that.
Yep.
And the reason being is because it goes back to what you were talking about of a society, which ultimately goes back to the very beginning of your society, which is your parents. But the effect of your parents, and the reason why the effect of your parents is because they will condition you to be something whether you think that or not. And what I mean by that is, and here's where I started seeing a difference in how I see different things in what you were saying. If you supply those things, you're only satisfied if you were brought up in a manner to be satisfied.
Right, right.
That's why we're looking at these, we're looking at Bezos right now. Bezos makes $256 million a day. But yet he's paying his workers minimum wage that they can't even earn a living. And his working conditions in his warehouses are subpar because he's squeezing every dollar out. And so at that point, how much is too much, Dave? What has he gone without? He hasn't. What he's gone without was he went out the upbringing, the society, the people surrounding him to have a different mindset, to be satisfied not with an abundance necessarily, but what Paul said. He said, you know, I've learned to be content in all these situations. The key word there is I've learned to be. You know, the thing that fascinates me a lot, Dave, is as I listen to your show and as I start listening to Scotty and stuff like that, I've known for years and years and years all the sayings. You know, my people perish due to a lack of knowledge and because you reject me and all that. And I'm like, I got the big head because I got this knowledge. But the thing is, Dave, the more that I learn, I'm learning how ignorant I am.
Right.
And that's why these platforms and everything are so important, because things that we think that we, look, it goes back to Willie Lynch and slavery all over again, right? There was a reason why slaves were not allowed to read and write. It changes everything. Because you are subject to start accepting all of their bullcrap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it starts even in childhood. Look, you talked about the innocent child. I don't know what innocent child you have, but every child I had, it was constantly, no Trenton, no Keelan, no Ashley, don't do that, do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the process at a very early age, with the love that surrounded them, but also the discipline to make them go on the right path and condition their thinking to be on the right path. Otherwise, they would have gone in that direction of mine, 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 mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important because that doesn't stop in childhood. You have to maintain that all the way through life.
Right.
You know, the thing about O.J. Simpson and the muddy gloves,
right?
Yeah.
As you never heard of Blubby Mud. What I mean by that is the devil's got his advantages because all the things that the devil offers, those are the things we ultimately want anyway. I mean, you know, at the point of sounding sinful, as a man, I like women. Now, if I just went to my own desires, I would ravage through women and not treat them right because my core natural self desires to do those things. My core natural self want to have spigots of gold and silver and to be able to walk into any store and purchase whatever I want anytime I want and to fulfill all my natural desires.
Mm-hmm.
But I need people like Dave, like Scotty, and all these other people that have what I call a unity mind in the right direction to keep us stable. And if you don't have those things, it don't make any difference if you have or if you have in an abundance. You know,
yeah.
Oftentimes we see these with these modern day pastors. There's not a doubt in my mind that they set out on the right path. But as they start getting 15, 20,000 and all of a sudden they've got to be driving Bentleys and they got to live in $8 million houses and stuff. And how did they get there? They get there because they have nobody to keep them accountable and grounded and keep them to where they need to be kept. And that's just something that we have to keep in mind.
Yeah, you know, Keith, in the thing that's so important to me is the humbling part is remaining humble about different things and realizing how ignorant we are to everything. And that's a better, it's wise to always take that approach because then you can learn so much, you know. And when you talk about just the overall progression, you know, when we look at human behavior, it changes. I don't think that we really even could quantify what sovereignty really is. And I say that because it's hard for Shamu to have offspring inside of a tank and for that overall offspring to talk about sovereignty and self-determination when they've always had walls that didn't allow them to act and to swim and to react in a pod the way that they naturally would have done if they weren't manipulated and captured. Because once you become captured, you lose all true fundamental
perspective
and reality of what sovereignty is. Because what you'll do is that we're basically wanting freedom from inside a prison's wall. And none of us, I've never experienced sovereignty, complete self-determination, because I didn't come into that. And I was actually at the most impressionable times of my life, it was reinforced that you want freedom, that you want to obey, that you want to, these are the rules, that these are the rules of conduct that we have. And that rules of conduct, I made the fatal mistake of reading and looking at. Because there are no rules of conduct when the offsprings of Shamu is swimming in the pod naturally. There is no rules of conduct that would coincide with the overall subjugation rules of conduct. They don't go together because the rules of conduct is that in the ecosystem is that there's a storm coming that now you need to swim this way.
But see, when you're in prison, there's a rules of conduct. There's a storm that's coming, and guess what? It's dependent upon if someone else is going to take care of you, let you out, or protect you. But either way, your overall cell or your overall pool is still the same pool. So the overall rules, we don't know sovereignty because we weren't ever, ever really in a state of sovereignty. And that is a difficult truth to overcome. It really, really is. It's a very difficult truth to overcome. We may have a perception. We may have perception of. We may have a perception of what liberty is. We may have faith in it. But what we're really lacking is knowing it. It's a big difference. It's a huge difference. And it's like what Brother David said, and was so powerful what Brother David said, is that he didn't realize that they were more prepared than they were, because now he knows that he is. Before, he didn't know. He had faith and thought that this possibly could be true, and then once the overall events start to unfold, he realized that, hey, we had much more than, but it also goes in the opposite as well. So very, very true. So, and it said, there's a, our good sister sent us something. He said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Very true. Very, very true. We got a caller in queue that I want to go to really quickly. We got a caller out of North Carolina. Welcome, caller out of North Carolina. What's your name and where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing today, Dave?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Who is this?
This Mike. This is Mike, man. I'm just calling.
What's
back
up, Mike? How you doing?
Listening to your show, man. And like, y'all had some very, very, very good points. And I don't even know if y'all realize they all come together. And
yeah, they
you
all
know,
do.
And but what where they come together for me, and what I see is the that you we all describing the conditioning. The conditioning that we go to through, you know what I mean, living in modern day society of how they want us to be, you know what I mean? Not just how they want us to be. That sounds like somebody is foreign controlling. It's really you not being enlightened enough to take back the control of yourself. You know, somebody told me one time, he said, you know, the devil only has one power. One power. God gave him one power over everything. That's the power of persuasion. You know, he can persuade you to do something or make something look better than it is. You know what I mean? You always see people thinking they're going to a better job because it's more money. But you get over there and the people don't like you. You know what I mean? You're working long hours. You know what I mean? Things like this. See, the devil can persuade you. But he said God gave you an even more powerful, endowed you with an even more powerful power than persuasion or anything else. He gave you the right to choose. And he just... He trusts you so much, you know what I mean, that he said you can even choose to follow me or not. Don't be blasphemous towards me, but you don't have to believe. Go on, do what you want to do. You get to choose. I love you. Go on, do what you do. You know what I mean? The thing is, when we describe this conditioning that we're going in, and this conditioning that we've been put upon. We can do that all day. We can talk about the slavery all day. The way that we overcome these conditioning factors and binding things that hold us back from actually getting that sovereignty you're talking about is education. And you got to self-educate. You know what I mean? None of y'all on here, I don't believe, went to any college that taught y'all anything y'all talking about today. You know what I mean? So...
Right.
It's all about self-education. How do we teach our people to self-educate themselves, to get back to saying, hey, this ain't enough. I ain't learned enough. I'm not proficient enough in this. Let me learn this and something else to prevail, to prepare myself. That's all I wanted to say. Educate.
Man, Mike, so well said, because it's really about, because that's an investment that's going forward. That is a spirit of the truth law, is that we have to be educated. There's a big difference between schooling and education. And to me, the brother was spot on. Is there self-education? That means that you live through experiences and you gain something from living through experience, and also heeding good advice or not heeding good advice, you know? And because of that, it's the proven factor of where it is that you want to go. What is it that you want to do? And the real solution to everything is what can't be taken away from us. Our free will can never be taken away from us, because it's given to us by something that's greater than anything that could challenge it. But the thing is that what are we going to do with the talents and abilities that we've had? And we have to start to put them in their proper perspective so that we will appreciate and cherish them. But more than appreciate and cherish them, we have to groom them and develop them. We have to groom them and develop them, because when we groom and develop your talent, when you groom and develop your talents and abilities, this is where you become skilled, and then this is where you become masterful. And this is where you become, the most important of them all, is prudent. It's prudent. And so Mike always hits it out the park. So true, and it's so necessary, especially in you know, the way that we engage with everything. Because there's a lot of synergy in what we all have here, you know? Because we're not our synergy isn't based off of entertainment. It isn't based off of the consumerism, the entertainment here and here. Our energy is synergized off of something that is very important to us. And what's very important to us is that we know that we've been deceived, and those overall deceptive measures continue. But we don't want to uphold those. And our synergy is really, really based around, in my overall opinion, is the reason why every person that listens to Tando Radio Show is a part of Tando Radio Show, is because, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, because there's exceptions to all, but the synergy of the majority and the consensus is that we want to be sovereign and self-determined. Because we know that that's what's in our best interest in a very benevolent way. I don't want to, you know, for me, I never, ever, ever want to allow the system to so indoctrinate me that I will be a great purveyor of my own demise, or be a purveyor of what they're trying to do. I don't ever want to allow the system to, What I always try to say is that to become what we had to endure. We've endured much, but I don't want, from what I've endured, for that overall seasoning to make me sour. Am I cautious? Absolutely. Am I one where I will protect? Absolutely. In the self-preservation and self-defense of things, is you don't even have to ask, is that justified? Of course it is. At the appropriate time, under the appropriate conditions, of course there is. Being prudent is a part of the overall mastering being wise. So the brother hit it out the park, so, so true. And I really do appreciate all of you, because it's very, very important that we continue to build. My overall desire is that we are going to be faced with challenge, but I want you to be able to be faced with challenge without fear. Be faced with challenge because you've actually had a clue that this was coming, where you say, I knew you were going to come and you would arrive, and I prepared for your arrival. And this is what I've done in preparing for your arrival. Deception, I knew you were going to come, didn't know by which door. But all of the doors that you open lead to me seeing that you can't hide, because I prepared to cover all, or as much as I can. Very, very important. So that when we do meet these events and these trials, that we will be in a position of advantage, and then meet them with, not with fear, but meet them with, okay, here's my plan. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Then we're going to go back to Brother Davis. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. The strategic importance is you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., with Pastor Keith here. We're both the hosts, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Keith, I need to make a confession. I'm not good at multitasking, so I have a problem. Keith will put something in my face with in the phone. I can't even look at my messages. I'm just not that good at that. And I'm going to tell you why, you know, for me, why I'm not that good at it, because I grew up in a way where human relations and reactions were so important to me. You know, it's so, so important. So I am not the overall, technology connoisseur, you know, or aficionado on mastering, you know, multitasking with different platforms and, you know, to be able to watch Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all this, and do I can't do it, you know. But I appreciate Keith, because Keith give me something and say, okay, look at this, and so I appreciate, very, very important. But I want to go back to Brother Davis wanted to chime back in. So glad to have you all here. So let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yo, man, I just wanted to add, that brother had said something that just called in. He said something very powerful when he said people have to be enlightened to do the right thing. Well, they don't have to be enlightened. They just have to be truthful with themselves. You see, deception plays a powerful role in our day-to-day lives. And we fail to realize that we do a lot of things just because we're used to doing it, even if it's the wrong thing. You heard the story about the lady in the ham. She used to cut the back end off the ham because her mother did. When she finally got a chance to talk to her grandmother, who did it because her mother did it, her grandmother said, well, I cut the back end off because it couldn't fit in the pan. The dynamics of how things are conveyed literally victimize the person who's receiving the message if they have no idea of the purpose behind them. That's why it's so important for us to stop being subjective. When we stop being subjective, we make ourselves the priority. You see, man will not save humanity. You might as well face that, in case y'all have not come to that revelation. Man is incapable of saving humanity because all of his value systems are based outside of himself. So therefore, he's busy chasing the dollar, and in the meantime, he's destroying the atmosphere or destroying the country because of his greed and all these other avenues that come in, which is his intent. We have to take control of our lives and realize if the person, so if we're going to be saved, this is going to be because of something we do, and whatever we've done to this point, we have to accept the fact it is either working or it's not working, period. There ain't no gray areas, because that's what subjective thinking does. It makes you look at the gray areas like it's a priority. It is not. You either do or you don't. And guess what? If you do consistently, you will be able to see the value of how you spent your time. And that will help you determine the right state of mind in obtaining the level of objectives as you set before yourself. I just wanted to add that because I thought the brother brought some real good content, man.
Definitely, and as well you did as well, and always, Brother Davis, greatly appreciate. You know, and with that, I want to move into this. There was an article that Rhys posted, and it says here's what it says. UN climate report shows civilization is at stake if we don't act now. And I'm saying that because of you have Hurricane Michael that is going to be used as a platform, as a campaign. Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Florence, Hurricane Katrina, all of these will be used as a campaign to subjugate and enslave even further. Because the climate change momentum is going to blame you for the weather acting the way that it's acting. When the weather now can be actually weaponized, they can seed, S-E-E-D, they can seed the overall atmosphere to create a weather pattern. So I ask you something. Of all of the seedings that man has done, there's a measure of truth that we all probably can agree upon, is that they've always seemed to, and they definitely, there's always been the presence of seeding for weaponization. Because it's weapons that they form against you. And those weapons that they form against you are used to maintain the overall path of destruction that they've laid out so that they can benefit from it. And so this article, I think, is very important for us to read and know, because I'm going to tell you, they're going to come up with new taxes. They're going to come up with new restrictions. They're going to come up with new mandates. They're going to come up with new laws that they can put you in prison for, that they can make you work and give them your energy for. And it's all going to be based around climate change. And there is climate change. Is that the system is changing the climate to maintain the overall subjugation and enslavement that they've invested so heavily in. They can't afford to lose any momentum, any positioning. Because if they do, and the people start to realize some measures of truth of how vulnerable and fragile their overall control is over everyone, it can be a change in the twinkling of an eye. But that change won't happen until many eyes start to twinkle and say enough. And they really, you know, the overall advent of technology, from smartphones to, and I'm going to take smartphones from this. Smartphones are definitely a form of a technical tool that is bringing about mental illness. In my opinion, is one of the purposes of devices and technology.
Here's why I say that. Because the overall momentum and the trend that's happening is that people have more relationships with their cell phones than they do with people around them. People don't engage each other. They don't think that it's necessary to engage their energy and exchange their energy with one another. They feel that it's so necessary to exchange their energy with a device. And that's technology gone bad, gone rogue. That's technology gone to weaponization, because it plants the overall seeds of mental illness. Because when you don't have human relation and you don't have human interaction, is one of the ways that you can become mentally ill. Mental illness is like catching a cold. It's like a virus. And there's ways to trigger that. You take a child that doesn't receive any form of harmony and balance from, as a child that's not hugged or loved, or graced with great power, that great energy source from another. You take that child away from that overall energy source, and you know what that child will do? Their overall energy will start to turn against them. They will come withdrawn. They won't have encouragement to be able to go and have and to live without fear. Because what they'll do is they'll close up. And that's a form of mental illness, is where you start to shut down certain things. You start to shut down certain things that you would be able to do because you're confining yourself. And this climate change is going to, you can definitely see that that is going to be one of this, and the overall campaigns from these hurricanes is going to be the campaign. It's going to be used. And believe me, they're going to have restrictions where you can live. They're going to have restrictions in which you can output. And they're going to come up with all of the mandates, and they're going to tell you why, and they'll give you all of the reasons why. But all of the reasons why is going to be this. It's because the House wanted the overall, thing that spins the roulette wheel. They're going to spin the roulette wheel, but what you don't know, that the roulette wheel is manipulated, and then they're going to have it stop when they want it to stop, on the number that they want it to stop, and it's going to stop on red 57, because everybody's betting on black 15. And they're going to rake all of the earnings. And they're going to have everybody else do all of the losing. They'll do all of the winning, and everyone else will do all of the losing. The moment you entered the casino, you lost. And so I think it's very, very important for us to start to ask questions and to start to create communities as much as you possibly can. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be perfect. But what would be great would be if we would just engage. We're going to have to engage a different process. Use a different method. I am not the one to determine what that is going to be. But I will say this, it's probably in our best interest to stop giving as much energy or any energy to this system that we have right now. What would it harm us? Absolutely none. You know, it's so I just would want to really, in the last 5 minutes of the show, is be mindful of what's going on. Question it all. Trust nothing of it. This system is already proven to be untrustworthy. That hasn't changed. It won't change. But we can change. We can execute our free will to do something outside of what we've been taught, outside of what we've been schooled. And it's probably the most effective and healthy thing that we can do. Because then, ultimately, we'll get the overall, we'll accept the challenge to end subjugation and enslavement, really. And that challenge will begin to where I'm going to have to give up every form of my support of that in itself. I'm going to have to break myself of this first. You first have to detox yourself. And that detoxing process could be very, very long. You know, because if you really think about it, our overall devices keep us asleep. They keep us on the nod. They really do. They really do. I'm laughing with Pastor Keith. He shouldn't have laughed out loud. I would have been able to hold my composure. But they really, really do. And if we will detox ourselves and then start to work with others that have detoxed themselves further than ourselves, because and those and help those that haven't gotten to where we are, we can't be mad at individuals for they're on the same path of where we are, or we can't be mad at individuals that have went to paths further than us. We should be looking to, as an assistance, if the person wants to help, if we want to help them. Now our overall assistance should be sincere, going backwards and going forward. Our past is very, very important and significant to where we set camp now and where we set camp further. But I do want to say this. We have all of the reasons right here in front of us why we need to remove our energy from this system. That's probably the most important thing that we should be preparing for, is removing ourselves from the letter of the law and really engrossing ourselves in the spirit of the law. That is a sincere move that's beyond my overall flaws, which are just a little less than Keith. Keith got more flaws than me. I just wanted to say that, you know, it took an opportunity to hit him, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. But where we are is very, I'm excited about our possibilities. I'm excited about where we're going. I'm excited about what we will achieve. And I'm ashamed of what I failed in. And I'm ashamed of the flaws and the temptations that I gave into. And I have that overall shame as a badge of honor. I don't want to hide it. I don't want to get rid of it. I always want to be reminded of where I came from. Always do, because I want to use that as momentum to energize where we're going and where I'm going. So we got to get ready to get out of here. Everyone, please prepare and be ready to face the many storms that are in our path, both of the ones that we've placed there and the ones that have been placed there outside of our overall control. We still have the most important thing, our response to them all. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. It's never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.